I don't know.
But there's a place over here on the highway that makes saddle trees.
Oh, okay.
Huh. They glue it all together and then shape it up. Mm-hmm. And whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing they do.
Yeah, that's all they do is make saddle trees.
Interesting. What kind of wood do they make it out of?
You know, I don't know.
Thought you might, though.
I'm thinking some of them are just pine.
Probably just pine, yeah. It's probably pine. What do you put on a horse to let it eat some oats as it's walking along?
Hackamore.
Okay.
Bridle.
Have you ever heard of a go-devil in farming? It's supposedly a piece of farming equipment. I don't know.
Yes, I've heard of go-devils. I've never I think it's some kind of a, well, it's been described to me as a cultivation tool. It's also been described to me as more of a, blade type thing to push dirt sideways.
To get it out of the way?
Well, or like say you're trying to push up a border of dirt.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear about it?
From people in the South.
Hmm.
Usually black people.
Hmm. Because nobody's been able to tell me what one of those was before. So, just really curious.
The other description I got of a cultivation tool, it was something that we in this country would call some type of a disc tiller.
Mm-hmm.
Cars and trucks all over the country. Private party calls, semis.
It's probably a pretty good business.
Well, it takes a hell of a lot of repairs on your vehicles, believe me. He sent a guy to Sierra Blanca last night to pick up a U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
A little one.
Mm-hmm.
One of those little Toyotas or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get back here with it. Well, the guy wants the truck here. It's broke down. It's loaded. But then he wants you to take him to his step neighbor-in-law's halfway across the valley,
mm-hmm.
which we don't get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
We get paid for bringing the truck from where it is to his house or wherever he's going to unload it.
Yeah.
And then we go back later after he's unloaded it, and he'll say, oh, I'll have it unloaded by 3 o'clock. And he won't even think about it till today. It'll be tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
No way to get a hold of him. Find out whether he's got it unloaded or not.
Mm-hmm.
The U-Haul people want to get it in, get it repaired, and get it back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you make an extra trip down there for nothing. Clear to Lee Trevino or something rather like that.
Yeah.
So it has its downhill side, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I helped him with it for 10 years. And now, that's a young man's business. It's not a old man's business.
Takes a lot of energy.
Well,